Welcome back to the Loaf Lounge, guys. Today's episode.
The podcast.
Exactly. So, we have Harrison, Andrew, and me, like always. So, welcome back. And we're about to start by talking about Steam, family sharing. So, Harrison, what's new?
So, Steam, you know, you've always been able to, like, share your account or whatever, and then you can, like, get on someone's games as long as they're not playing them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently now they're changing it, so you can be in a family with people, and they can still play games while they're using your copy of a game now. So, like, for example, like, if I shared my account with you, you could play, I don't know, like FighterZ or something, and say you didn't own it, I could still be on Brawlhalla or whatever, and you could be playing my copy of FighterZ.
And that's kind of weird.
If we were in, like, say, like, all three of us had it shared and two of us own the game, it just shares the copy of the game, and the other person could still play on their account. So it's more similar to, like, how it would actually be if you were sharing the game in real life, which is kind of cool.
Okay, so the only game you cannot play is the same game that you share. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's like, you can't play it, like, you can't own one copy of a game and then both of you play it at the same time. But if you have more than one license, then you're good. You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of cool. Because, like, I see a lot of people, mostly one of my friends, like, well, my friend is always on my games, so I cannot play. And I'm like, ah.
No, dude, that actually, shit, with your library, you could, like, make somebody pay you to do it. Because you have so many games on there, bro. You have over 1,000 or something. You literally could just hand it out and be like, all right, you can be in my family. $5 a month. It's like Game Pass.
All right. Fair.
And that's how we get the funny fighting games. Welcome back to the Loaf Lounge.
Is that like your mother?
Looks like I'm not the one that actually had tech issues.
My for some reason my camera decided to restart. I don't know if it's because it's going through my front USB on my computer or not. If it happens again, I'm gonna have to move that shit around.
I love going through your main USB around.
Fuck you guys. Second of all. Yeah, for some reason that path in the front is just not good. It's just terrible. That's because you don't have it plugged in, probably.
Bro, this...
You've been a pin.
We are the 19th. I'm so happy.
Yep. Why?
I just want to make sure that I'm not saying bold crap. So just let me go and check.
Bro, we always say bull crap on this fucking podcast.
Yeah, I don't like. Oh, okay, why? Perfect. Okay, the 20 on the 20, bro. Hey, let's go.
Bro, I saw a patch note. So you guys can drink a mayonnaise now. Congratulations. Congratulations. I'm glad you can just eat mayo.
I know I already said it, but bro, on the 20th, in 13 hours, we're getting more gameplay. Like, we're getting actual gameplay for Sparking Zero, bro. Like, actual gameplay. Not a trailer. Gameplay. That's different.
Guy, he just left. He didn't want to hear about the gameplay. He just straight up just left.
Rude.
Okay. He was like, we get gameplay, and then that's it. He's just gone. He's like, yeah, I don't want that gameplay.
Extremely curious to see.
Yeah, I saw that. Right? You showed it earlier this morning.
Bro, I was... Well, at first, I didn't really care, to be honest. But in general, I'm kind of happy about it. So, that's cool. That's cool. I'm not going to complain about it at all. If we get more out of this, that's good. That's good.
Well, it gives an insight, right? So I'm pretty excited about it myself because even though I'm not as big of a Dragon Ball Z fan you guys are, I did like the Dragon Ball Z Fighting Zero. So if we can... FighterZ. I'm thinking of Sparking Zero. If we can get a better fighting game, that would be awesome instead of the same, you know, characters over and over again. So we'll see.
But, bro, okay. I think this is... a good moment. Speaking of the Twitter question mark, how does this work? X.
I don't know if you guys caught what I said before, but I said I wasn't too excited for that game just because, like, I don't know. Budokai Tenkaichi is okay in my eyes, but.
Yeah, you're a 2D fighter lover. Maybe it's because, like, I don't know how many hours I played that game. The feeling that you can get from this, like, is satisfying.
So, to be fair, the only time I've ever been able to play it is single player. I've never had anybody to play it with. So, maybe my experience will be different.
I mean, play the single player stuff as well. What are
you trying
to say? Maybe. Bro, do you know how many times I did the survival mission where I had to fight against like 50 enemies and like gets harder and harder and like it's really hard?
Tell me how many times?
I don't know, but just too many.
I was expecting a number.
There's no number that can equivalent that power level of equivalency. It's over 9,000!
Probably was. I feel like you would become quite obsessed and just do it over and over again. Speaking of which, we need to finish up. When you finish up, what's that game we were playing? I mean, we don't play it anymore. Jujutsu Kaisen. We need to do the multiplayer, the co-op there.
Yeah, I want to complete everything 100% so I can like finally say, yeah. The game's good, but trash at the same time.
Yeah, and I like it. It's a good game.
I feel like everyone left. yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, the way games go is kind of like, you know, they're there for a little bit and then they're there no more, you know?
Yeah.
So. But. I heard about Harrison's new fighting game, his new favorite fighting game that he's been practicing nonstop on. He's been playing Granblue Fantasy Rising. Game? Yeah, his favorite.
Oh, I didn't know I was practicing, but all right.
Yeah. Oh, you don't dream about it in your sleep?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. My bad.
No. It's a game. You know what's a really good game? DNF Duel.
Yeah, DNF Duel is fun.
DNF Duel.
So, like, bro, so many characters got announced just in this as well. We got so many characters. So
why is it green?
It's Green Man. Don't you know Green Man?
No, who is that?
There's no way to me for
it. Yeah, to me, none of those announcements on there are very, like, surprising.
I mean, yes, some of them are. Let me just open the speed one. That's right here. I'm not sharing the good thing. Let me switch it up.
I don't know. At least the posts that you're showing on the screen right now, those are all very.
I would have guessed. Gonna work. Do you see what I'm sharing?
Yeah, I can see it.
I just pictures? See.
Or you only see rivers?
I see a picture of Hit.
Okay. If we go down here, like Kakuna. This is surprising. She was that expected by most of people doing a list because it's mostly like a bonus character. Like, there's some stuff that I expected, like buff Trunks. I think having Super Saiyan future Trunks, but like not buff Trunks is kind of not dumb, but let's say.
What is buff Trunks? What are you talking about?
Super
Saiyan tier 4 or 3? Well, it's 4. It's 3. It's 3, 3, 3, 3. Super Saiyan tier 3.
Oh, okay.
It's basically just when they power up, it like it's before Super, it's before like Master Super Saiyan or like before Super Saiyan 2 technically.
Yeah, so it's like think if you had to put tiers between Super Saiyan 1 and 2, it's 3 in between that, and it's kind of dumb.
So it's Super Saiyan 2.5?
It's okay, bad. So it's bad.
Let me give you a little Super Saiyan teaching.
Oh, right? God.
So, you have the normal state, and then after that, you have Super Saiyan. And then after that, it's a lie. I'm not gonna say Super Saiyan 2. But
no, then you have Super Saiyan 2. and then this is right. To go even further beyond.
Oh, but so after Super Saiyan in the Android saga, they tried to go further beyond by trying to achieve the next level.
Uh-huh.
But instead of going Super Saiyan 2 because they didn't power up the good way, you could say, like, you add Super Saiyan, I wouldn't say tier 2. Is it a tier? It's not tier.
It's grade 3.
Grade. Okay, so you have grade 2. That is, like, the a bit buff, but you don't lose any stats, like, no speed lost in there. Yeah. It's just like powering up, getting a bit more muscle, but that's it, like Super Vegeta. And then after that, you have like grade 3, that is this monster, like basically become so buff. You become it's just raw power, but it's super slow. So it's bad. Yeah, the big Frieza. But the difference is that Frieza can move around not slowly. Yeah. Yeah. So. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. Oh, spoiler alert. Oh, Goku Black. Yeah, yeah. Well. I wish they would announce it already. But yeah, most of the character, like you said, I think it makes sense if they want to do a solo content. No, they didn't. Yes, it is. Imagine if, bro, everything that is nice to the people, they add it as the DLC.
Wait, what happened to Harrison?
No. 100% they're not doing that. I know. What they might do might be GT or Super Superhero as a bonus content. Because I feel like they want to tell the story of Dragon Ball Super and Dragon Ball Z. I don't know if we're going to get like OG Dragon Ball stuff. But I think not, question mark. Because OG Dragon Ball is less popular than Dragon Ball Z, so I think we might lose that part. But
can you see me? Can you hear me?
No, you don't. Oh, he's gone. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, wait, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Where's Harrison?
He's gone.
Oh, okay. I was just tripping balls, bro. Okay.
I was talking, and then suddenly I'm like, yeah, let me go check the window. Oh, wait. He's not there anymore.
Oh, okay.
Hey, yeah. That's the moment. That's how we start the podcast. Hey, he's back.
Give me that when you were gone, bro.
All right, we're good. Let's go.
Hey.
Acting like you weren't gone before I was.
What are you talking about? I've been here the whole time.
Yeah, so...
I'm bummed that happened because I had something to contribute, but I forgot what it was.
So, yeah, I
feel like whenever it cuts out, I feel like you just get mad and just, like, slam a keyboard. Is that what you do? I feel like it.
I get a little upset, honestly, because I was mid-thought. I was about to say, or I was in the middle of saying something, I think, and I just cut out. And I'm just like, okay, I guess I'm dead.
So I just want to end up saying, like, it's nice to see, like, they announced, like, new character, and they added characters that in Super you would be like, all right, in the Tournament of Power, those are characters that normally they would skip if they didn't want to add minor characters. Like, Akunza is like, I wouldn't call it a minor character, but I think it is.
Like, you know why they're not... doing this? Well, you know why they're doing this? They're about to pull a Super Smash Brothers Ultimate on you. This is the last game ever.
Oh, shit.
This is the last one.
I mean...
I don't think that Smash Ultimate's the last one.
If this is the last... Sparking game, I wouldn't mind if they do it right. I wanted this game to go down the history. I want Bandai to redeem themselves. I mean, don't get me wrong, the Dragon Ball game has been super good, and like we've been eating good in the last 5 to 10 years of Dragon Ball content, but it's just like, this might be what we've waiting for like such a long time. Almost 20 years, bro. So
I know what I was gonna say.
What were you gonna say? Say it. I wanna hear it.
Don't worry, they're definitely gonna add like 30 bajillion Goku Blacks. You know that there's gonna be Goku Black, there's gonna be Zamasu, there's gonna be weird fusion stroke Zamasu, and there's gonna be at least 3 of them, I promise.
Yeah, but because like you have the old receipt, like you have Goku Black, you have Zamasu, you will have the fusion between them. So
now, if you make it really interesting,
who is Zamasu? Can you guys explain it to me?
Just go watch Super, dude. What the fuck are you waiting for? Just go watch Super.
Seriously, who the fuck is Kami?
Go watch
Super. Who the fuck is Goku? I don't know who Goku is.
Go watch Super.
Goku!
Go watch the Dragon Balls.
Dragon these nuts.
Go watch Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh,
to learn about Goku, please,
bro. But, that is the best lore, you know, representation of the whole anime. But,
precisely.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all, folks. So yeah, I'm happy. We're getting Fat Topo.
Wait, we're getting Fat Topo or Fat yeah. Popo?
Fat Topo.
Wait, we're getting Popo? Which version?
If Popo censored was in there, if Popo was in there, that would actually be pretty hype.
Give me the uncensored version.
I feel like he wouldn't be, but I would love to see Popo be playable.
Yeah, but do you want him censored or uncensored? That's the real question.
He's not going to be blue. He's not going to be blue.
No.
He's not going to be censored.
Is
don't
it
worry.
Is it time for me to put my hot take in there?
Oh, God.
Let's go for it.
Get ready to get canceled, guys.
I mean, you're going to get canceled. I'm fine. I mean, he's black, so he's fine, too.
So, let's be honest. All the discussion about, like, oh, they made a caricature of that, right, whatever. Oh, that's so bad. Oh, so boo-hoo-hoo, so sad. So, what the fuck? Like, we don't care. If he writes his character, like, or he's like, he's an alien. Even worse. It's like, white people complaining. Shut up. Just shut up. Cannot be black because, like, you need to censor it because it's black. What's that's the problem good, with it?
That's a good segue into, like,
that is racist to, like, fucking censor a black person in a fucking anime. I reverse this around. This is racist.
So you're saying, never mind.
This is a good way to lead into current topics because that's like a thing all the time. People bring race into everything. It's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is fucking annoying. Like,
oh.
Just the fact that they straight up go to defense and be like, oh, you're racist. It's like, bah. I don't think you understand. The fact that you're going to the racist card already means that you lost the argument.
It goes both ways, honestly. People will be mad that there's a black guy or something, or a black chick in a game. They'll call it woke, right? But then if there isn't one, people will, like, do the opposite and be like, oh, why isn't there any representation in this game? You know?
I hate extremists.
You can't win either way.
Both ways, extremist, I hate it. Yeah, exactly. Just let it be.
No, I need my health. I need my healthy dose of black to white to Asian ratio, okay? Jesus.
Oh, yeah. You remember what the Sweet Baby makes me think? Have you seen the thing about Sweet Baby?
Of course. I watch Asmongold.
Yeah. It made me laugh that the fact that, like, they straight up racist against, like, white people, even if they're white. But, like, it's like, oh, it's okay to be racist against white people as well. It's like, bruh, it's just not okay. It's the general. But, like, the fact that it's in the video game or, like, in the story. If I write a manga and I want the main character to be black, yellow, white, whatever the color you want, he's whatever I want him to be. Like, you're not going to change that. It's not because I do a white main character that it means I'm racist. What's the point? Like, it's my story. It's my story. Like, what the fuck? You understand what I mean? Like, media should not be mixed up with that, except if it's meant to hurt, actually, someone. Yeah. Yep.
And he's gone.
And that was Arison, guys. I hope you had a nice episode. This episode has been short, but thank you very much for the support. And we'll see you guys next week.
We're not ending the episode. Don't listen to him. We're not ending the episode. Oh! Oh! Oh, God. Hey, at least he got his point across this time. I'm proud of him. Where he got disconnected. He actually said something. And then it just stopped working.
That's how life works?
Yep, that is how life works. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm a little indifferent. I really don't care. Like, when I play a video game, I'm not like, oh man, there better be some white people in there, or there better be some black people in there.
It's
kind of weird, like, worrying about stuff like that. It's like, you know what it kind of makes me think of? It kind of makes me think that, like, maybe you're racist yourself because you're trying to prove that you're not racist.
Exactly what I said earlier. That's my point.
Oh, that you said?
Yeah, that's exactly the point. Like, but explain it in another way. But, like, it's just dumb. It's just dumb. I will stand on that ground, bro. I will stand on that ground. I would prefer to be canceled than to go back on what I said. 100%. I will die on the hill.
Oh my God, I'm back.
Hey, what I can do is I can turn on low data mode for everyone. But here's the thing. It will shut off all our cameras. It will still record the camera locally, so I'll still have it. But we won't be able to see each other.
Let's see if what I just did fixes it. If I disconnect again, then I'm cool with that.
Yeah, we can do that, and then we can just video chat in Discord and just be muted in there and just have our video on so we can still see each other. You know what I mean?
Well, it would not work because it's going to still take our cameras, no? Don't it?
I don't know.
Apparently, Chrome is using up a lot of my computer resources for this, which is kind of weird.
I may tell Chrome to chill the fuck out. Yo, just be like me. Just have 256 gigs of RAM, bro. You don't have to worry about it ever again.
Yeah.
I don't have that much RAM.
Wait, how much RAM do I actually have for real? Let me check. I have 160. 160? How is that possible? Was 160 a real configuration?
That sounds a little sus. I have 16 gigs.
Oh, that's not bad.
But apparently it's using about 2 gigs of RAM.
You know what you might have to do for next podcast? You might have to use Jay's computer. Just like put it in the room. And use Jay's computer?
Yeah, it could just be my computer being the problem, to be honest.
That's kind of sad.
Same thing with the fighting games. It really sucks. I guess I need to really work on it. Probably just get a new network card, but...
Yeah, but maybe just check up what's up.
I mean, a network card is like, what, $8?
Depends.
I mean, what kind of car are you trying to get?
It'd definitely be cheaper than most things I'd have to buy for the computer. So I mean, it's what it is.
I'm sorry, it's $23, and that's a decent one too. $14 for the regular TP-Link. So
yeah, that's still what kind I of got right now, bro.
I mean, if you want Wi-Fi, there's this Wi-Fi card for $36.
Of course I want Wi-Fi.
Ew. Wait, you're not hardwired in?
How many times do I have to tell you this?
Enough, because I always forget. This isn't like...
Well, last time I tried it. I hardwired it. Got 2 megabytes per second. So I was like, nope, fuck that.
That's weird. That's probably only because, like, maybe you're right and it's just the port or something that is not working at all.
Yeah.
Issues with it.
Plus, I got that network adapter for pretty cheap, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago. Could just be crapping out of me, honestly.
5 or 6 years is pretty, it's a pretty good lifespan. So, I mean, I'll say it's not too bad.
I should have checked that, well, not related, but for the next topic.
Oh, yeah, sorry about bringing up the race thing, guys. Yeah, I'm glad I noped out of that combo, though. That was funny.
Yeah, you said
you
your
left
piece
the moment. Yeah, you said your piece. Bye.
Has it really been only 16 minutes since we started talking, or was it saved for you?
31.
Oh, okay. It says 16 for me.
Wow. It says 4 for me.
Oh, because you go both left. Now, who needs to check his online connection? Oh, wait.
Canada, man. We can't blame Canada this time.
Restart your router. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Bro, you do have some weird connection issue, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Shut like, up.
you had network card issues before. You can't even. You were disconnected with an Ethernet cable, bro. Random drop-offs like me right now.
Talking to Andrew or me?
Talking to you.
You. That was like a couple months ago.
Yeah, a couple months ago I had an issue, yes.
But no, it wasn't Ethernet. Was it was Ethernet card. Thing.
No, that, it was my
Switch.
My Switch. That was the issue. It got solved pretty quick. I switched it up and...
Honestly, I might just redo my whole network. Thinking about it.
Why don't you? Like, I feel like if I walk into your house right now, which I may be there next week, can we have like a podcast where it's like I'm at Harrison's house and like,
bro, can you bring me like you should add like actually portrait like where there's a picture. But instead, it's a, like a TV, and then you plug me in there, and I'm there with you guys.
Oh, yeah, isn't that what they did on Steak and Eggs with the VTuber? They had, like, a VTuber on there, and they had, like, her on, like, an old tube TV. That show's hilarious, bro.
You know, I actually have a setup that would actually kind of work with that because of how I have Jay's computer set up.
Oh, God.
That's kind of funny. Maybe we can do that.
But I feel like if I go inside your house right now and take a look at your setup, I'm going to cringe. I feel I'm going to cringe really bad.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, let me guess, you have quality of service on your router, don't you?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, I'd say I'm like 95% sure I don't, unless it's just on, but I'm pretty sure it's not.
Yeah, that thing is terrible. People are like, oh my god, quality of service, we gotta put it on! But then they don't realize that they're fucking everything else up because it's just gonna go to one... It's just gonna go to one device. So.
No, I mean, I know how to set up my Wi-Fi. I'm on a different channel or whatever. I got my shit all set up, but it is very ghettoly put together, I will say. I need to organize and clean it up.
Oh, so what you're saying is that you want a professional to come down and fix it for you?
I don't need to. I can do it myself. I want to do it myself. I don't want you to control my network. I control my network.
What, you think Biden's going to come in here and steal your network or something? Or
dude, Biden's going to come steal my network.
Huh.
But, Why not, man? You need to clean up your network, bro. You gotta simplify. I feel like you're gonna have too many like split offs somewhere. I feel like there's just
it's just ghetto. It's just kind of thrown on the floor. That's the problem.
I also feel like you probably have too many devices and not enough like space. How can I say it in dumb people term? You have too many devices but not enough lanes on your router, probably. Because how much smart stuff do you have on there?
A lot.
What kind of router do you have?
I don't know off the top of my head.
How old's the router?
I don't think it's that old.
Well, at that point, can you give me your address, your IP address? And
yeah, it's 192.168.1.1.
Hey, so, what's your DNS?
Can you screen share real quick and go to this website called whatsmyip.com?
No. I can, but that won't help. You still never find me.
So I need.
Wait,
I need
you have every. Hold on. Do you have a router level VPN?
No, but I could.
Please don't. You're gonna fuck up your connection.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you will.
I don't have a router level VPN enabled currently, but I could.
Okay.
So.
Thank you guys for watching, and I'm going again. just wanted to shoot that quick because I'm gonna be honest. I wanted to check more about the subject, but except what I found on Twitter and I sent it to you, like, I did not check more than this. So I'm gonna share, but it's not. Sure. All right. So let's read together, class. PSA. There is currently an RCE exploit being abused in Play Epic, so Apex Legends. It is unsure whether it comes from the game or the actual anti-cheat, Teddy EAC. I would advise against playing any game protected by the EAC or any EA titles once they have fixed or can comment. Currently, the RCE is being abused to inject cheats into streamers' machine, which means they have the capabilities to do whatever, like installing ransomware, software, locking up your entire PC. So what do you say here? Some more information on the cheat that was injected into the streamer's PC.
Yo, click that Twitch link. Let's watch it.
Ooh.
Wait. We're a React channel. Let's go.
All right. They make a lot of money.
Got to be XQC for a minute.
We can't hear the sound, but basically what's happening is someone is putting a cheat on his games.
People be getting hacked.
Yeah, literally they took over his game. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this was during a tournament, if I'm not mistaken. Like a pretty major big tournament, and they got hacked while they were on stream, while they were doing this tournament for a bunch of money, and now he has hacks.
There's a lot of games affected by it, so like a lot of the free games on Steam that have multiplayer aspects, definitely avoid that. I mean, it's unlikely that you'll get attacked, but like, still be cautious of playing those games right now.
Yeah, but what's the what's the anti-cheat software that they're using?
I know it's the one that Epic uses for a lot of their games. I know Fall Guys uses it.
Teddy EAC? Isn't that a kernel level anti-cheat?
It might be. You know, the funniest shit about that anti-cheat software is I know for a fact it's easy to get by.
Wait. Or is it purely server-side RC? So just confirming, RC has nothing to do with R5, right? R5 devs are freaking because uninstall R5 live. 40 people watching.
What's R5?
I'm actually curious.
I think that's probably a game, I would assume.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks. So, we have a list of all the EAC games. So, there's a lot of popular games there, like 7 Days to Die, Absolver, I'll Be Online, Apex Legend, Audition, I don't know Audition. Those I don't know. Battlefield. I'm surprised that Battlefield is in there.
Yeah, is it EA?
Yeah, yeah. Black Desert Online? Black Clover, Quartic Knights. What else?
Dead by Daylight, Dauntless, Dragon Ball FighterZ. Dragon Ball FighterZ! Uninstall that shit quick!
Sorry. Bleeding Edge, I'm surprised it's still there. I thought they closed the game. Anyway, not that I care. Captain Tsubasa. There's a couple of Bandai Namco game. Chivalry 2. Darwin Project. Dauntless? Oh yeah, it's still alive. It's epic. It's epic. Dead by Daylight. 2 Dragon Ball game. FighterZ and the Xenoverse.
Yeah, even Fortnite?
Dreadnought. Yeah, we're fine.
In Gears 5? Bro, on the real, I need to install Gears 5. I miss playing Gears. Anyways, keep going.
Fall Guys. Yeah, fuck Guys. I don't care. Foreigner. Damn.
Poor Harrison.
Halo Master Chief Collection. That's kind of sad. I'll Let Loose. That's a good game. Hood
of the Legends. So anything big.
Yeah, a lot of big games. There's a couple of games in there that I don't know. Hey. Oh, damn. Jump Force. Sad.
Even like New World uses it.
Like somebody's about to go hack someone off a Jump Force.
New World. Rocket Arena. Rogue Company. Damn, you're Rogue Company. Oh, I think Rogue Company is EA anyways. Smite.
What?
Sword. Yeah, Paladin.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
No, Rogue Company is not. It's iRes, and it means that it's...
Yeah, iRes and Epic.
Yes, but it's
I said EA. Oh, whoops.
It's just whoever's using the anti-cheat software, guys. It's not exclusive to a company.
Yeah. Smite, I'm not surprised. Everything that is iRes use it.
Can you imagine getting hacked playing Worms Rumble? Can you imagine
that
shit?
Be sad.
You're playing fucking Worms Rumble, doing turn-based combat, and all of a sudden you get a fucking cryptoware on
Is
your
Watch
shit.
Watch Dogs a multiplayer game? I thought it was a single-player game.
The second game has multiplayer, but it's like I think it's a bit more like what do you call it? GTA, where like you. It's not linked to the main story.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a different game mode. It's pretty fun.
What?
War Thunder.
Yeah. So, yeah. Just wanted to bring out this... the whole thing. Because it kind of sucks. Like... people sometimes just do stuff to hurt people around, and I personally don't understand what's the point in this. Like, hacking stuff.
Oh, there's a lot of points to it. There's a lot of things you can do when you have access to someone's computer.
50, 100? How many points?
Dude, there's a lot. There's a lot of reasons, bro.
Yeah, man. I mean, you can blackmail someone. They have their dick pics on there, their titty pics on there, right?
That's true. You could also just get their bank account information off of their browser history.
Yep. Yeah. And then you can install a keylogger. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff. Of course, like those. Okay, before we start fear mongering, to be perfectly fair, your chances of getting target hacked is very low. Yeah, like especially if you're a nobody, like most of us are. It's like non-existent. If you're like a high-ranking official, or if you have a lot of money, then I would be a little more worried. But
let's be honest, it's easier to use it on streamer because they stream. So I think it's
right. Yeah, like that. It's more for people that are in the limelight in any kind of way because they're not gonna go after some random nobody playing. And even if you're really worried about it, play some private matches for a couple weeks. It'll all blow by. It's fine. It'll be fine.
Now, actually, no. Technically, you know what's happening? You know what? You're right, guys. It's the NSA. They're trying to get inside your computer to, like, spy on you because the U.S. government, you know, wants to be in your life constantly. No, I was just trying to get this.
What you gonna do?
Okay.
They can go to my computer. I'm from Super Earth.
From Super Earth?
Yo, I know that this is not too exciting podcast talk, but I think I'm starting to come to a conclusion on what's happening with my computer.
What's happening?
I'm either being bottlenecked by my CPU or it's just overheating. Because since I last disconnected, I decided to close out of OBS and just run my webcam just straight on Riverside. And I haven't disconnected for 20 minutes.
I mean, you freeze every once in a while, but I think that's just something else.
I'm also staring at Task Manager on the other monitor.
I will also say this. I do think it's internet related at some point. Because while me and Gabe is at 99% uploaded the whole time, you're always stuck between 50 to 80%.
But let me show you this.
Oh, he's showing us, bro. I can
show you the world.
Tech tips with Harrison. Look, man, that's just all the porn, okay? Let's not worry about that, okay?
I have nothing else open.
I'm joking.
I have everything.
In fact, explain to me why Chrome has 20-something processes open, but I only have a Riverside tab open.
Yo, explain to me why they shut down Pornhub in Texas.
You know, you're going to actually get our video blocked if we don't dance around that word.
Let's move on to a different subject.
We can talk about it. Just don't say the word.
Okay. I have.
Can I say prawn?
You can say the hub.
Fub. Okay, the hub. Fub.
No, we can say the hub.
Fub.
So, yeah, Texas blocked the hub.
The orange.
That's really sad, bro.
Bro, I don't know how to tell you this, but
well, hold on. Okay, technically, hold on. Let's give accurate information. Technically, Texas did not block the hub. That's not what happened. What happened was Texas said, "Hey, for every user that comes to your site, you need to make sure they're verified." And so to make sure they're verified, every single time they log into your site, they need to give you verification, and you need to confirm that the verification is true. So that's what happened. So the hub in protest was like, no, we're not going to put resources to have someone log in, upload their ID, and verify it in real time or, you know, whatever they can. They can use an AI program if they wanted to. But they're not. They said, we're not going to use those resources to verify that this is a real person trying to get into it. And so they said, you know what? We just won't, you know, we just won't allow Texas to use it. And that's it. So it isn't the fact that Texas government blocked it. It's the fact that they added new regulation to that kind of site. And I don't know why only the hub is doing it. Because technically, if I'm not mistaken, it's a blanket It's a blanket law, so other... I'm pretty sure other websites have to follow it. So...
They're supposed to.
So I don't... It isn't the government... The government did not block it. They did something in order to reduce the chances of minors being able to go onto the website.
I can confirm the second most popular website did not ask me for my ID right now.
But I just want to tell you, like, I think it's kind of dumb. The only reason why we need this, it's because, like, children. And most of the time, another take. I'm sorry, parents. You're going to hate me on this, but I think it's your job to check your child, not the government.
Oh, well, definitely. Government, absolutely. 100%. Like,
government shouldn't have to, like, be like, all right, population, fuck you all because of the kids.
Well, the government... Hold on. The government is not saying that. That's not what happened. It's not the government's... It's the government's fault, but it's also not the government's fault.
This time around, it's different a little bit. But what I mean is, in general, there's a lot of time either over here or, like, in the USA... that I saw something about, like, them being like, okay, but for the children, we have no choice. Sorry, guys. Like, we will have more rules. And it's almost like binding people. I don't like it.
I will say this, that there are, like, alternative motives sometimes, and they use, like the aspect of, like, children and other stuff as, like, a scapegoat. But I do agree, like, as a parent myself, like, I don't want to say I have my daughter trained, but she knows, like, if a new kind of YouTube video comes on, the one that I haven't seen her watch before, she'll, like, come up to me and say, hey, Daddy, can I watch this? Or, you know, like, that's like, cool. Like, or, like, you know, I try not to leave her alone with, like, any kind of device. I try not to have her on devices regardless. Like, I don't even like her being on, like, YouTube for that long or watching shows for that long.
Mm-hmm.
But when she does, and, like, I'm actively listening. I'm always listening to what she's watching. She's always, like, next to me, you know. If it's, mm-hmm. you know, I know what she listens to. And the moment something sounds different, I'll look at her. And then she'll look at me, and she'll be like, Daddy, can I watch this? And I'll look at it, and I'll be like, no, you can't watch this. And then she'll go, okay, Daddy. And then I'll change it to something she can watch, too. So, I mean, it's just stuff like that, that it's just parenting, man. Just
you. You know what? That is kind of awesome. That's cute.
Bro. I'm being a degenerate over here. I got curious. So I was like, all right, let's see what is actually blocked here. So, you know, I just typed in the general word into Google, clicked on the first, like, six links. Surprisingly, half of them are all in protest. It's not just the hub. But the other half aren't doing anything.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I care about is Twitter videos. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I think that is very, very degenerate.
Yeah.
Reddit is where it's at.
Is the X. If I can watch a video on X, I should be able to watch videos that start with X somewhere else, too. You know what I'm talking about?
So. You can see everything on Twitter. Twitter is like borderline dark web if you really look into it.
Twitter is called to like another word if you find it. Like, Twitter real name should be depression, bro.
Yeah, I kind of hate Twitter, man.
Depression.
It's kind of weird. Ever since like my divorce, I haven't really been on social media that much. Like, I'll post on Facebook, but that's pretty much it now.
I don't really look at it that much.
I go once in a while when I see a subject interesting. Like, if I get a notification and it's like, oh, okay, that's interesting, I check it up. But most of the time, I'm not on Twitter that much. Like, once in a while, I do. But,
like, when I see Twitter, it's just always, like, toxic shit all everywhere. Like, you open up a post, no matter who it is, whatever it is, all the comments are going to be toxic as fuck towards whoever posted it.
Not always.
Almost always.
Thanks.
But, like, most of the time, Twitter's super toxic, but I the only one I really look at is Reddit, because then I just see shit about stuff that I'm interested in, and people are actually a lot more chill.
Sir, it's X, formerly known as Twitter. Okay, we got to make sure we have the clear
distinction. I'm not calling it X.
All right.
Wait, how many minutes are we at, Gabe?
What?
What's the time at, Gabe, since we can't see the real time?
55.
Okay, that's not too bad.
So, what do you mean? Okay. Yeah, no, what's the next step? I think Twitter... wait, X, formerly Twitter, is almost equal to 4chan, bro. I don't know.
Definitely not. Yeah. Definitely not. No, yeah. 4chan's pretty bad.
Twitter's pretty bad too, bro.
You know, when Twitter is almost where 4chan is, that's a problem.
It has devolved into that. It really has.
Yes, I swear.
Twitter, you can see, like, you can look up some normal shit and see some pretty fucked up shit right there on it.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't trust Twitter, like, let your little one go on Twitter.
I would not let a child use Twitter at all. No.
This is why Twitter is over 13 years old.
I'd argue that they are safer using the websites blocked in Texas. That's all I'm saying. I'm dead serious. They are safer on that website.
What's that Facebook one? What's it called? The Facebook Twitter? What's that called? You guys know what it's called? Threads?
Oh, yeah. That one is like as bad, but in a different way.
What's that one that Donald Trump made?
Truth Social. Sounds legit, right?
Well, I post on Truth.
I'm telling the truth, guys. I fucking truthed it.
Yeah, how would you? It's not a tweet on there, right? It's a truth. Is that what it is?
It's a truth.
A truth.
He's telling the truth
right now. To lick my balls.
I'm truthing right now. I'm truthing.
The truth.
Yeah, all of that shit just shows like the worst aspect of humanity. I think that's really what Twitter is these days. I mean, but that's the worst part is that that's also like the fastest way to get news.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like pick your battles. I mean, I guess.
That's where all the people that like want to complain goes to. Like, even if they like they don't have work or anything, they go there. The woke people are there. The people that complain for no fucking reason are there. So, yeah. Even if it's a minor.
Dude, reason. I'll go on there. I'll see people still doing console war bullshit. It's so annoying.
I just ignore that.
They're like, ooh, the Xbox has had no releases. They don't have games. And then in the comments, they'll be like, Nintendo... they suck. And then they'll be like, no, PS4 sucks. PlayStation sucks. Fuck them.
I don't know if it's because that I follow a lot of people that don't normally do those kind of like tweets, but I see way less dramatic tweet because like most of the time I get threads from those people that I follow, but those people that I follow, like they don't do dramatic stuff, so it's just like I'm lucky enough to like not see too much old crap, but I still do see some stuff once in a while that I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't see a child coming in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Twitter's wild, bro.
That's why I like Reddit, bro. You could just see people, usually they're kind of helpful, they're chill.
Did I ever tell you that the creator of Tekken 8 is amazing? No. Really like him. You should check his tweets.
Are you guys going to go out?
All right, guys. It's time to go out. It's time for dinner. Head to head with candles and light. It's time to eat.
Goodbye.
To the next day, guys. Bye. I mean, to the next podcast. See you around. Bye. Bye.